We are happy and pleased to join in and honored, really, to have our Saints, Voice of the Saints guy, Zach Strief, join us because I know how busy he is preparing for the game, as he always does. And Zach Strief, I really do appreciate your time, and I mean that.
Hey, Tommy, it's my pleasure. And to be honest with you, I'm not so much preparing for the game as I am preparing breakfast for my son. So always prepping something, you know?
How old are your sons?
My little boy is he'll be 11 months next week.
All right,
yeah, next
so
Monday.
It's so. I thought I was going to ask between you and him if he was like 15. I can only imagine the food that you guys must have. And not that you're heavy, well, you're just a big man. That's all I mean.
Correct. Yes, sir. No, you don't have to. I'm very hard to offend, Tommy. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Well, thank God for that. All right. So before we talk about the league expanding internationally, which is why we invited you initially, I'm looking at this Cam Newton quote here. At the end of the day, the Saints of this past year and this year, like we all know what the Saints used to be, right? So let's not forget their real history. So, I mean, they got the juice, but at the end of the day, we're coming Monday with a cup of our own, too. Says he was respected on the field, off the field, with Cam Jordan and wine and all of that stuff. Is that just whining, and does that mean anything, Zach, to a player? Because we always hear about this bulletin board stuff, right? And is that a media thing, or does it really happen?
Well, I think there's, you know, yeah, you can make a comment that ends up on a bulletin board and certainly make a comment to make people feel slighted and feel like, you know, that there's more, maybe that you're playing for more than just winning a game, you know, maybe it's a respect thing. To be completely honest, I'm not exactly sure what he means when he says we all know what they used to be. I don't know if he's talking about, like, the 70s or if he's talking about, I mean, his record against the Saints isn't very good. So I'm not totally sure. We've won a Super Bowl in the last decade. They lost the Super Bowl. I'm a little curious as to what his motivation was with the comment. You know, if Cam's really sending wine and brooms to people across the NFL, you know, listen, it happened 8 months ago, 9 months ago, 10 months. I can't count that. Yeah, I don't know. It's something I never got involved in, Tommy, so it's kind of hard for me to totally understand how guys feel when it happens to them because I kind of avoided it as a player.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I think it's you know, it's talk. It means very little when it comes time for the game. If it means anything, it might mean something in the first 10 minutes of the game. At some point, you forget all that stuff and you're just playing.
Do you think he might have been referring to the year he returned pro and played for Auburn? I always like to throw that one in there. Hey, look, you've been doing your prep work. I know that for the Carolina game. And how do you see it unfolding and strengths, weaknesses, matches, et cetera?
Well, there's a couple things that listen, the Panthers are a good football team. I don't think that they're what they've been the last few years. I think obviously their record reflects that. They've got a lot of problems on the back end of their secondary. They have not done a really good job back there. And I think part of that, too, is they haven't done as good of a job getting after the quarterback. It hasn't been a team that's applied tons of pressure. They have been efficient against the run, and they're a good running football team because of really – as much because of Cam adding an additional 50 yards every week. But, you know, it's a team that's lost five straight games, and they've lost five straight games for a reason. And, you know, there's holes on this team. And at the end of the day, both of these teams are playing for something. And you know, personally, I think there's a motivation within that a lot more than there is in talk. And, you know, the motivation for the Saints right now is they're, a one seed away from being – highly, highly favored to go to the Super Bowl this year. And that doesn't happen. It doesn't come around very often. And I just think there's too much motivation in this game for the Saints to drop one.
We'll talk about international football next time. Tell me about the Saints defense, because we've heard a lot this week about how they really have come on, I guess, in the last 3 weeks, Zach, and that in terms of ranking in the NFL, maybe people don't realize they're flying beneath the radar. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, and that's got to stop eventually here. It's actually the last 5 weeks. Number one defense in football, points per game given up. Number one defense in football, total yards given up. Number one defense in sacks. Number one defense in quarterback hits. Team that there's really no arguing at this point. If you are holding teams in the NFL today to under 20 points, you're an elite defense. And that's exactly what this team has done over the last really 10 weeks of the season. They've been tremendous. And, you know, that's, to me, that's what makes this team scary in the playoffs, is not so much that there's an offense that's been historically productive this year. Obviously, there's been a couple weeks here where really six quarters where it didn't look like that. But, you know, this is an offense that's put up historic numbers. But at the end of the day, this defense is what makes this team so scary, certainly in the playoffs when the running game and defense become more important. So, I have no hesitation calling this defense elite right now, because that's how they've played. And you can sit there and argue specific numbers within it, but at the end of the day, the goal is for them to keep people out of the end zone, and that's exactly what they've done.
I don't want to catch you flat-footed here. I don't want to put you in an area where you're not comfortable. But have you thought about, in any way, being in Atlanta and calling a Super Bowl game? You
sure.
Yourself, you have thought about it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, listen, last week when I was watching the Rams-Bears game, and to be honest with you, I don't watch a ton of non-Saints football. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm working during most of it, but, you know, there's just other things going on. And that was a game that I was like, man, I definitely got to watch, because I realized the importance of the one seed. I have a hard time believing with the one seed we're not going to play in the Super Bowl. And so, you know, I'm watching that game, and my wife's looking at me like I'm a crazy person, because I spent the whole game yelling and screaming. I mean, I was full on cheering because I realized the implication of it. And yeah, that's absolutely a possibility for this team right now. And you know, listen, that's an incredible opportunity. There's a lot of guys that never, you know, that might do this for 30 years that never get to do that.
Right.
So yeah, it would be incredibly special. I know what the last Super Bowl meant to the city, and I remember, you know, just how it brought a city together. I mean, more than almost anything you can imagine, that you know, it was just a very fun time to be a New Orleanian and to have that opportunity again. And certainly to be talking about it realistically at this point in the season is very cool.
If your 11-month-year-old son had just fallen asleep, that could explain why your wife was looking at you that way, Zach. Have a great day, man. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Right.
I really do. We'll listen for you Monday night.